Oh, man, another nat one.
What's the matter?
I just rolled another nat one on my dice.
Huh. Those mass-produced dice, you'll never roll well. You need handcrafted dice and curated dice from greenleafgeek.com.
Wait, what was that?
Greenleafgeek.com. They have an incredible selection of handmade dice, curated dice, and special releases. In fact, did you know that greenleafgeek.com is closing their store in October? So this is your last chance and your final call to get some stellar greenleafgeek.com and roll a nat 20. Use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout. You can get a little 10% off. That's greenleafgeek.com.
Wait, what was that again?
Greenleafgeek.com.
Well, just got back from our yearly camping trip, feeling refreshed, feeling like a new man. I don't know if you guys can see the beard coming in that I shaved now because I found a gray hair.
Where'd you go camping?
We went up to Ramblin' Pines up there in Carroll County, Maryland. Go check them out; they were great. It was really nice. The area was beautiful. It was also like the perfect time of year to go camping. I'll say what's interesting is that it is certainly a RV old people retirement community more than a campground. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of very permanent RVs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was like lights set up all over the place, and there was like, I don't know, there was a lot going on there, but it was beautiful. I'll touch on this for a minute. But Hannah and I, after we noticed that all of the RVs were like pretty much permanent or at least seasonal. Okay, I'll see seasonal, right? We looked it up and we were like, all right, it says $85 a day. That's like the regular rate, but there's seasonal rates, okay? It's like $85 a day. And I'm like, if you're there for a month, that's like $2,200, $2,300 or something like that, depending. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even know if that's worth it. And then Hannah goes, wait a minute. That says electricity, plumbing, cable is provided. Yeah, so, like, you get everything when you do that. And I'm like, I could do that. So
it, Jake going off the grid.
In a few months,
you're gonna be a traveling RV family.
I could do it, man. I could fucking do it.
I mean, RV life is basically what he's going to start hashtagging.
Oh, gosh.
Watch me convert this old school bus into my little home.
Most of my Instagram is just animals and creatures I find around my house. Now it'll just be animals and creatures I find on the road.
My brother had a coworker who was doing the van life thing. He was working remote, and he would just drive around the United States, and he went crazy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I believe it.
Well, he probably did it alone, though.
I would hope so, with the amount of spaces in those vans.
I mean, like, the sheer fact that, like, because I knew someone that also did that, and it's like they were fine, but it's also one of those things that you have to have the right mentality for it. And if you have multiple people, you will probably want to kill that someone else. That, like, you know, at the first time, you're like, first week, you're like, yeah, this is fine. Then all it takes is one thing to break down, and then it just cascades into an affair.
Mm. I don't know, man. I think I could do it.
The thing that blows my mind is, how do you go from like minor inconvenience to full blown out affair? Like, how would you get away from the other person?
Exactly.
Well, that's the camper. Who's that in that?
Let's go to the communal bathroom together. Wink.
Well, that's the thing too. I mean, like, you can't get away from the other person, and then you're like, whoa, we're out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. You can walk. Like,
well, clearly you have to kill your current partner.
Yeah,
that's the only solution.
I feel like there's probably a news article about that already.
Probably,
Jake. Would you at least record your descent into madness for us?
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It'll be really, really dark and twisted. Yeah.
Oh my god, it'd be a Blair Witch.
Yeah. I'm just astonished they made you pay to sleep outside.
Yeah.
So in this camping adventure that we had like a little bare bones cabin and stuff. And I bought a tool for our camping trip that it is a it is two iron like skillets, pretty much. They're only about like 3 inches. It's a little 3-inch by 3-inch like press. Okay, a little iron press. And what I did was I put two pieces of bread, egg, cheese, and pepperoni, and I cooked it on one side, cooked it on the other, and I had these perfect little breakfast sandwiches, and they were delicious.
I think delicious. I've seen those things at like Cracker Barrel. I've always like thought probably that would be a good idea.
When we would go visit our family farm in Pennsylvania, we would always like out by the barn. We would always have fires like every night. It was like all the family would get together. We'd make hot dogs, s'mores. It was like what we did to have fun, and we had like 8 of those.
They're so good. It just, oh man.
You can make little dessert pies with pie filling and white bread.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make sandwiches. It was delicious. And by the way, I will die on the hill that a hot dog cooked over a fire is always better than any other way you cook a hot dog.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big cast iron crock pot fan.
Yeah, no, that's good. Like, that's a good one.
Make
a
crock pot.
Yeah, like the big cast iron crock pot. Like, they're...
Dutch oven.
You start your fire, get a bunch of hot embers, dig a little hole, fill it with the embers, you put the Dutch oven on, and then you put coals on top, and then you bake cobbler.
Yep.
Yeah, you mentioned the Boy Scout cobbler before.
Yeah, there's nothing better. there's no better meal than cold as hell, and then that steaming hot molten peach cobbler comes out, burns your mouth while you're freezing to death. It's the best bite of anything.
When it comes to camping desserts, peach cobbler has to be, or just cobbler in general, cobbler. Is probably S tier.
Blueberry, cherry, mm-hmm. peach. Mm.
Let's be honest, guys. S'mores, overrated, washed.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna make a cobbler hole in my backyard. I'm gonna start making cobbler over the fire. I'm gonna dig me a cobbler hole.
Can we make that a shirt?
Cobbler hole?
Dig me a cobbler hole.
Make me a cobbler hole.
You'll end up in a van down by the cobbler hole.
I'm certain your HOA is going to have something to say, Kelly. No more cobbler holes.
And then they taste the cobbler, and they're like, more cobbler holes.
A cobbler hole in every house.
Honestly, for camping, percolator is probably the thing that I got, and I cannot go back after. I mean, because like I wake up with camping, like I can't sleep in at all. Like as soon as I hear the birds outside, I'm like, well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm up. Whatever.
Oh, dude, yeah.
but a percolator, like it just so much thing. Because I love myself a good cup of coffee, and just having a fire going, putting that on top, like on a grate, so good.
Yep.
What a percolator brand you like, bro?
Oh God, you brought coffee into the conversation.
Shit. I didn't even think about it.
It's not hard to when it comes to camping.
Stop, Tim. Yeah. Think about anything else.
Coletti.
It's like a horrible like werewolf syndrome.
Greenleafgeek.com.
Someone mentions coffee, and you're like, wait, tear them apart with coffee knowledge.
I'm gonna hire your Chechen mercenaries to pin Tim down with a sniper every time he mentions coffee. Just coffee and.
We need to get him one of the collars that if he so much a little shock collar that if he so much mentions coffee or bean or espresso in any form.
Can we get Ariel on the call and it's like, listen, every time Tim mentions coffee, can you bust in and beat him with a frying pan? And the next morning you will have whatever breakfast sandwich you want on your front door. So just please, God.
I'll set that up.
I want Tim to lose a bet to me. And the stake would be that he can only drink instant coffee for a whole quarter.
Wow. Oh, God, well, that's
no,
a good one.
No.
Oh,
that
man.
Would ruin my gut, man. Instant coffee ruins my stomach. That stuff is so bad for you. So bad.
And for the record, I have no idea. brand wise. At this point, the logo is probably so scuffed off of it that I'm like, whatever.
Company's been making those blue white fleck plates that you dig on camping for 100 years, like that, the coffee stuff that you make, it's all like painted blue with white fleck on it.
Oh yeah, yeah, with the white white speckles and stuff. Yeah,
a single company's been making those for a thousand years.
I mean, let's be honest, Mark probably has a Cuisinart. It's a Cuisinart. Let's be honest.
I don't know. It's a stainless steel looking thing. So
yeah, I can't believe Tim brought it back somehow to the percolator.
Actually, speaking of instant coffee, Tim, I bet you didn't do this trend. It was like a trend like a few months ago on Instagram.
The whipped coffee.
Instant coffee. I made that.
I never got bro, that.
I made it.
Bro,
it
was that delicious. It's delicious. And no, that was not from a few weeks ago. That was literally during the pandemic. That was years ago,
well,
Kelly.
It resurfaced.
Wait, it resurfaced. I mean, it's great.
Wait, it was that long ago.
What did I do?
I'm so old. God damn it.
Look, we all stopped aging after 2021. Okay, it's okay.
Somebody said like a while ago, it was like when the pandemic hit like 2 or 3 years ago. I was like, what?
It's like, no, yeah. That was 6 months ago.
It's technically been around for 5 years.
Sheesh.
Technically.
That's the perfect time to go camping.
Yeah, that's why we all should have went camping. Just everybody, go in the woods, stay away from each other.
Get yourself a percolator and a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check,
make sure it's no gosh darn Cuisinart percolator.
Somebody come up with a cup of instant pot and Tim will gun them down. Gun them down in the street like the animals they are.
This is for your good.
This is McCormick instant coffee. Ah!
And you know, luckily they're already at a campsite, so you know that you can burn or bury a body out there easy.
It's
the perfect crime.
Speaking of percolators, y'all in this burning building are about to percolate out of.
In this building are gonna fucking die.
I'm gonna percolate some PCs today. I'm gonna let Tim from dying here. I'm gonna have a little flashback, actually. This is one of those flashbacks where you see the villains instead.
Jake, do not cut to him with his orb. I beg you.
You see, Malus holding his open hand and going, "I wish I had an orb here."
Stroking an orb.
If only I had my orb. You see Malus, and he's obviously like angry, and he's just like, "What was I supposed to do? Huh? I tried everything. I followed the plan, and here I am at your feet once again. What do you want me to do?" And you hear a gruff, snarling voice. "Go, kill them, and don't return, Malus. I don't care what you have to do. They can't step single foot here." "Fine, but I'll make it happen. I'll make sure that they rue the day. They took out everything that we had, all the prospects we had in the Silver City. They ruined it. And I tried everything I could. I weaseled my way through every single line of information. And still they foiled me. I tried to kill Grimshaw so far away. I made sure of it that he would be dead. But the men that you gave me failed. So whose fault is it really?" "Hush your mouth, Malus." You still don't see who this is, by the way. "Hush your mouth, Malus. I gave you the best. It was your direction that got them killed and Grimshaw still alive. This quarry will not have any of these heroes here. You are going to make sure of it, and don't come back. If you fail, I want to make sure that I know of your corpse." Fine, but I'm taking choice specimens here. You, and you'll follow." And he points at a few people, and you see three figures walk out with him. And we see him travel on foot for a few days, all making up plans during that time. And when he gets to town, it's in the dark of night. And he goes over to the jealous rat, takes out a alchemist fire from his pocket, shakes it up and goes, This is the end. And he tosses it into the jealous rat. And he watches as the rain continues to pour, the storm is happening around him, and he just watches as the flames ignite.
Okay. And
all of them are standing there, watching it go up in flames, as we all come back to where you guys are now, waking up.
Sorry, I jumped the gun there. No self-respecting wizard sets a fire with alchemist fire.
Yeah. Man, not even a fireball. Wow.
Dude. Disgusting.
Ooh, that's resources and spells.
Or you could use a cantrip.
Produce flame. I don't know.
I expect nothing less from somebody who gave up those delicious daily Rubens for treachery. Could have had a life of those magical Rubens. Threw it all away. All right.
Clearly, we have no desire to save anyone in this burning building.
No.
That is a good question. The four of you are in your rooms. I would say they're together. You guys are all friends, and this inn isn't very big, by the way. So you guys are on the map. Can you see in the map right now?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You guys are on the north building here, which is the Jealous Rat, and there's a lot of smoke and there's a lot of flames. It hasn't gotten to the second floor where you're at, but you know that you see a lot of people running outside trying to get water, trying to get other people to come by and try to stop the fire. But you can see out the window as you see the four figures. The one in the back being Malus.
Seems your close-talking friend is back.
It's about time he showed up. Inconvenient the hour.
Thank goodness.
But any hour is good to kill.
Thank goodness I slept in my armor.
I was about to say, do you think we have 5 minutes? It's 5 minutes to don heavy armor.
Jinx, you fucking idiots.
I mean, isn't there an assistant thing that we can do to assist in that?
If you do it assisted, doesn't it cut it down to 1 minute or something?
Well, there's nothing in the player core on Nethys about it.
A feat called armor assist.
There is.
Oh, really?
In 5e, there are rules for it.
Okay.
I know, but yeah, I think armor. Maybe it's an action or something.
Because I thought we did
that's the kind of feat that you look at and you're like, I'm never going to use this, and then something like this happens. You're like, well,
because I thought in the quarry back in the Malangi, I thought we got away with that before. But
no, I wasn't able to get my armor on fast enough.
That was just because you were working with it like 30 seconds. So that was that was a different situation here.
We need a giant pit of arsenic.
I looked it up, and of course the Reddit post says you can easiest access is probably armor latches, but that still eats up an entire turn. Soul Forger gives you a suit of armor you can effectively don or doff as a single action. So did any of you happen to respec in your time?
Actually, I think we were supposed to do that, but then we just never did for Benson.
Yeah. So I would say you could get it down to 2.5 minutes, but the fire moves quickly, which is the problem. Also, smoke and all that stuff is going to be the issue here. So, unfortunately, you guys are on the second floor. So, while the fire isn't as big of an issue at this point, all the smoke is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, so the case is here that we cannot help don the armor for him, you know, like for Benson and Grimshaw. Like, that's correct, right? Like,
I went to it and it didn't say anything about that. Let me assistant.
Be a lot cooler if we could.
Be a lot cooler.
We know what these guys.
AI overview told me that it that there is nothing here. Is it just me or armor assist just kind of missed?
Because I just find it kind of stupid that, like, you know, we've been traveling together for such a long time. Like, I don't know. It's that we couldn't help, like, hey, let me latch these real fast for you while you...
Yeah, also realistically, though, if full plate armor, one guy getting it on, not likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a given that it's like they hand waves. It's like, yeah, one guy can put his armor on. It just takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Steps I mean, into I like would... Tony Stark armor.
Just... Yeah, really. I would say that it would certainly cut the time in half, especially if, you know, Elkwood helps one and Kezra helps the other or something like that.
So screwed if me and Grimshaw have to fight this without armor.
You're like talking like a minus six to my AC.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to spitball here, like, crafting checks, like, using crafting in order to do this. Because I know crafting is, like, for building something, but I would assume you could use it for, you know, tying stuff up, like, for you.
I would say also I want to respect that Jake chose to do this at night, so if he wants us to fight this potentially unarmored, I kind of want to respect the spirit of the fight.
Okay, well, how about this? If the three of you help one person, then you can get their armor on.
All right, Benson, we're tanking you up, boy.
Alrighty. Okay, yeah, because you do that, and then Kezra can cast, like, Stone Skin on Grimshaw.
Yeah. Also, I just love the idea of Grimshaw literally, like, bare-chested, mace and shield, that's all he has.
Yep.
Just duking it out with meleez.
Pikachu fire in the background of the storm.
Yeah. Also, knowing what these guys kind of do, this fight will not be easy.
No.
No. All right, so you're able to get Benson's armor on then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys are on the second floor. I'd say that you would have time to be able to, like, you said you wanted to cast a buff spell or something like that, Stone Skin.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'll give Grimshaw Mountain Resilience.
Okay. Nice. Okay. You could definitely do that within a 6 second break in between. Yeah. When it's a 2-person job and you're like the third set of hands.
I'll also give him haste.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
And
so you guys are on the
Val case too.
Okay. All right. So you guys are on the second floor. The smoke is starting to pile up around you. You realize that you are not going to be able to walk around for much longer. You guys are already kind of hunching to get away from the smoke.
Do we hear anybody screaming in the building?
Yes. You hear some people screaming in the building, but it sounds like a lot of people are outside. So it obviously, like, people are working around these four figures in the street. But at the moment, it sounds like a lot of people are outside trying to work on the fire. So right now, your main priority is these guys.
Mm. All right. I can jump out a window.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do, too. I got catfall.
Okay. So it's only 20 feet high. It's not a not a huge place.
You have catfall. I don't give a fuck.
That's an S crater.
he has a space marine descent.
Plunging attack.
It's the greatest attack in the game. All right.
Yeah, you want to seal Team 6 out the window here?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Let me get everybody into initiative here.
Kezra will summon his wings.
And Benson will absolutely use intimidation as he barrels out this window fully armored.
That's fair. Okay.
And just a preface, probably, since he saw him, that he sees Malus in the back and he would have hunt prayed beforehand.
Okay. That's fair. Okay, and it looks like Malus failed on the stabilizing the time stream thing. So
the worm?
Let's go.
He didn't worship the worm?
He didn't. Okay.
Ooh.
Let's see what everybody got.
We both failed to destabilize.
Oh wow.
Or to stabilize the time stream.
The worm doesn't like you guys fighting. It wants you guys to. It doesn't like
just
it.
Just get along.
Just get along, guys. That's now the voice of the worm. If you ever ask it, well, guys, just get along. Kezra, what'd you get?
Oh wait, initiative.
Yeah,
initiative, baby.
actually, not bad. 30.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Okay. He is first for now.
Holy shit.
I know. Benson.
So that was a natural 19 on the die for a 40.
Boom! Elkwood.
33.
Okay. And Grimshaw.
I got an 18.
18, same as Malus. Interesting.
It's like your brothers.
And if I recall, the person who I am intimidating has to beat a 40 now.
I assume you're doing Malus, or which one are you doing?
Do I want to do Malus, or do I want to do the guy I'm going to end up fighting?
Probably the guy we end up fighting.
Yeah, so Benson's going to jump out the right side, so he is going to fear this fine gentleman right here.
Okay. And that is... That is a success against that, so he is frightened one.
40 was just a success?
Yeah. Remember, these are two Scarlet Triad bruisers. Remember, these are the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Alright, so let's go ahead and begin the encounter. But Benson, you have jumped out the front window.
Yep.
Alright, so you land about there, and you take half of the... So minus 5 feet, half of that, so you take 7 points of bludgeoning damage as you fall to the ground.
Ouchie.
Retributive strike.
I attack the ground.
I attack Galarian.
Kind of sucks you put me here, so I gotta step up. It's kind of a dick move.
unless you have catfall, don't you fall prone, or is that just...
He does fall prone.
You fall prone.
Okay. He has to stand up.
Yeah.
Because you took damage.
Oh, really?
That's why it's good to get catfall.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, and unless you want to try to arrest a fall on, like, the canopy down below to, like, grab
what
and then
canopy?
Be able to drop. Like...
That part right
that
there,
part,
that,
like
the little 5 feet.
It's like the archway above the door, the main door.
Okay, how many actions is this going to take?
That's a reaction, so you would use your reaction.
Okay, what am I rolling? What stat am I adding?
It would just be a reflex save to like catch an edge, right?
Oh, yeah, thank goodness. 20.
20. Yeah. You're able to bounce off of that. So you take the damage, but you're still up. How about that?
Okay. So are we counting my jump out as an action?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I guess I'll draw and just stay put. I don't want to get in.
You could raise shield. Well, you use your reaction to arrest your fall, so you do one actually. Oh no, you get a free bonus reaction.
Yeah,
it's free.
It has nothing to do with my reaction. I'm just gonna stand here and wait for him to come to me because there's no point in me getting closer to him.
Alrighty.
Oh wait, these guys have reach, don't they?
No, they do not.
No.
Elkwood, your turn.
Elkwood, actually, since you said the fire is not yet on the second floor, right?
Not yet, but the smoke is still there, so you'll start suffering from suffocation in a few rounds.
Would I be able to get to the roof?
Yeah, I would say so. It's a pretty dangerous spot for most people, but maybe not for elk.
No, not at all. Yeah, I could just jump off anyway. I don't take damage for her like a while.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's only used his first action to climb up to the roof then, just because, right. I mean, the fire isn't there yet, and as soon as the fire starts getting a little bit, then he could just jump off. He already hunted prey on Malus, so I will say leave him in position right here, I guess, to make it easy. Hunt prey on Malus was before that, so he has two actions left. And he's just gonna take a shot with the longbow.
Alright.
It's like, alright, your close talking friend is back, and he wants a rematch. Okay. Let's see here. Plus 22 to hit. That is a 36.
Yeah, that's gonna be hit.
Oh, damage. Oh my god, all those D8s. 25 points of damage.
Okay then.
And that was one action, so he's gonna shoot again. Plus 17 to hit. That is a 19, so no.
Okay,
you're hasted, right, by the way.
Oh, then why not again?
Alright.
Why would I do that? He's going to give Warden's Boon to Benson.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Oh, nice. Well,
actually, sorry, it doesn't work.
Grimshaw.
Are you going after Malus?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so he's going to give it to Grimshaw.
Grimshaw!
Hit where that arrow went.
I know my target well.
You just hear, fuck arrow. Where's Vamir, by the way?
Where do you want him to be? Because he did not fit in the inn.
He was in the corner. In the room. Yeah.
The owner accidentally got him mixed up, and he spit roast him over a giant fire pit.
I like to see that happen.
Oh, that wasn't a chicken.
Dude, can you imagine giant vulture meat? That would probably taste like such ass.
Oh, that would be terrible. Absolutely terrible. So Vamir, I would say over in the trees over here or something.
Got it. We'll throw Vamir over there, and you let me know.
Okay. You'll take his both move actions to move on top of this one.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
We've got a wizard. We have a giant vulture.
All right. Kezra, it is your turn.
That means we have a fucking abomination.
So Kezra just is standing in the window, right?
You guys all looked outside, and yeah.
So he, from the window, can see all these guys, right?
Yep.
All right, he is going to...
Bombs over Baghdad?
I don't know. That's not what I was going to do to him, but now that would be kind of fun.
It's okay, that guy definitely has a counter spell for a fireball.
You sure?
I think the likelihood it could be high.
No, I think it's more crazy. Kezra will cast a heightened blazing dive.
Okay.
He's expecting the chain
land
lightning there.
Right,
but...
here, and they will all roll reflex saves.
Whoa!
Okay. Alright, going left to right, top to bottom. First, Scarlet Triad Bruiser. He gets a natural one.
Oh, yay!
Nice!
Yeah, we need that.
Yes. Yep. Second one got a 20 total. Awesome.
Ooh.
Is that a fail or a regular?
Ooh, that would be a...
Is that
Crit fail? Oh, okay.
Wait, which one is frightened?
That was the frightened. That was a frightened one, so it's already calculated in for the frightened.
Oh, damn it, okay.
Yep. God, rolling ass. 14.
That's a critical fail.
That's a critical fail. And then...
If Malus could critical fail, that'd be awesome.
That would be really nice.
That'd be hilarious.
He did not, however, he got a 33.
What is this fire that did not have origins in the alchemical? This is not magic.
Alright, so what's the regular damage?
The regular is 14, so that's bludgeoning.
Okay.
And then...
I just mean the non-critical, so give me, like, the total.
Oh, sorry, okay. Then it would be... 33.
Okay. Okay. So 33 for the first guy. 66 for the second.
Oh, gosh.
66 for that. And it looks like Malus actually didn't take all of it, even additionally, because he succeeded on his save, but it looks like there's a little bit of magic there soaking up some of that fire.
Gasp!
So he's not taking all of that.
That was
anyway.
Still so much health taken away from the encounter.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
And then with my final action, I will raise a shield.
Okay.
Yeah. Next time we think about this, maybe. Like, I could be closer to you so we could do my Retributive Strikes. We should plan this out.
I mean, I'm 15 feet from you.
You can mitigate damage. No, you use your reaction to mitigate the fall, remember?
Yeah, you've used
your
reaction.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's entirely true.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. But, all right, so it's coming to the Scarlet Triad Bruiser's turns.
To paint a little bit of a picture, yeah. Kezra is essentially surrounded by every single one. Every single one could take a step, and they would all surround Kezra, and he's basically going to get murked.
This is what Benson did during the wizard fight, boss fight last book.
I was going to do something from the window, but then when you freaked out, I was like, yeah, whatever, YOLO. I'll blazing dive these
Wait,
bitches.
You have wings.
Yeah, I've got wings.
Why didn't you fly up?
So if I'll you survive one turn...
No, I won't shield, I'll fly up.
Oh!
I can fly straight up 60 feet, so I can go 30 feet. Straight up.
The one that's frightened will get an attack of opportunity on you.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's going to do anything. He might get knocked down on this. That is a 29 to hit you.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. And that is going to be 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
I just want you to remember when you're doing your Christmas shopping, who reminded you you had wings?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really surprised I forgot. Well, like I knew I had them, but yeah, I was like, yeah, well, I can move.
I like to think when we eventually make the animated short for this entire campaign, there will be a scene where Kezra's surrounded.
Thanks,
God. Close up on his face and he's sweating.
Thanks for saving my dumb ass.
And then, yeah, I think that, yeah, because it doesn't say, it just says plus knockdown. Oh, knockdown is an additional action. Right. All right. I remember this now.
Yep.
Okay. So you take the 19 bludgeoning and then you go flying up.
Straight up 30 feet.
All right. Okay, in which case, you are 30 feet in the air. I will put you at 30 feet. You should have a... Yeah, ooh, so you see the 30 feet over your token.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like we've ever used that before.
Foundry VTT. Good program. All right, the Scarlet Triad Bruiser, the one that took a whole bunch of damage, is going to take a step up to Benson to... walk up to Benson. And then it is going to do its pummeling flurry. So it's going to do the great club strike and kick strike. So let's see. First attack, 29 to hit is a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the second is the kick. Miss on that too.
Yay!
And then I guess he'll try to intimidate you. I should have did that first, but that's okay. 33 to intimidate you.
What's that again? How do you calculate that?
Against your will DC, so will plus 10.
What'd you say it was?
It's your will DC, so whatever your will save is, plus 10.
30.
Okay, so you're a frightened one. So with the rain and the fire behind you and stuff like that, he's a pretty intimidating guy coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So next is something that something interesting. From way in the back of this entire thing comes a arrow, and it appears to be targeting the mirror.
What?
Whoa.
Dick move.
Whoa.
So way back here, way on the south side, on the other side of on the roof of another house.
Interesting.
Comes out a arrow. Soaring through the air. That is a 32 to hit the mirror.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay. 17 points of piercing.
Oh, okay. All right. Calculate that. 17. Okay.
Second attack. 26 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. Yes. And that is all that you see. As their last action, they disappear.
Okay. They're going to be hit and run. All right.
It's not fair. Only we're allowed to have Nelquid.
Yeah. Stop that shit.
So I'm not revealing them yet, as you have not, did not see them or identify them, but you saw two arrows go out and one of them hit Vamir straight in the chest.
Oh, okay, foils.
Yeah. All right. The frightened, bruiser, is going to step here, to try to, actually he'll flank. He will flank Benson with his bruiser friend. And he's going to do his pummeling flurry as well.
Sounds good.
So first attack with that 36 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. So that is going to be 29 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
Then he's going to use another action to use the knockdown ability on this thing.
Okay.
So you are knocked down. Monster's last action was a successful strike. That lists knockdown in its damage entry. I still have to attempt a trip, so that's okay. So still going to be a trip attempt on you. It's 31 against your fortitude DC. Is it fortitude or reflex? I can never remember.
Trip is reflex.
Is reflex, okay. So 31 against your reflex DC.
Mm-hmm, I get you.
Okay. All right, so you are down, so then he will kick you with the... with his final attack here.
What an asshole. So move, pummeling flurry.
So
knockdown.
Yeah, so pummeling flurry is one action.
Yeah.
So move, pummeling flurry, and then the third action is the knockdown on the first attack out of the pummeling flurry.
Oh, and the second attack in the pummeling flurry is the kick.
Exactly.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. So natural 20.
Oh my gosh. Great.
This is going to be really bad. I don't know if you remember their Bat of the Fallen thing, so.
Was this an attack roll?
Yes. So this was the. It's a.
Bludgeoning?
Piercing?
Yeah, it's bludgeoning. Yeah, it's bludgeoning because it's okay. The kick.
Oh, this one kind of sucks. Cracked rib. The target is fatigued.
Oh, crap.
So
double damage. The target is fatigued. Oh.
Fatigue okay. is awful.
Yeah.
It's okay, you're right in the ribs.
Yep. Okay, so let me do... Here's the thing, is that the... Alright, so let me do the crit damage and then the 2d6 after that. The 2d6 gets doubled too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't... It just says extra damage. It doesn't say if it gets added in afterwards.
I think it just depends what kind of damage it is. If it's like a crit specialization, like deadly D8 or whatever, then
nope.
It's one time. Then I
nope.
guess
it's just a battle fallen. Yep.
It's doubled.
All right, so that is going to be... Oh, boy. Hold on. There's 42 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And that is the end of that Scarlet Bruiser's turn. The Scarlet Triad Thug, is going to walk right over to Benson.
Yeah.
And he is going to... One efficient capture, but that takes three actions. I guess we'll just wail on Benson. So he is obviously using his pack attack thing, because he's got two friends next to Benson.
Are they his friends?
Let me ask.
Oof.
No, but they work together, so, you know, it works. So, first flail attack is going to be 24 to hit.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, not even being prone. And then second attack, even worse of a miss. So that's all for that. Comes to High Enchanter Mela Cistern. Actually, this depends. Grimshaw, what is your let's talk about the initiative between the two of you here.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that his dex is higher than yours.
Mine's plus one, so his probably is higher.
Yes, okay, so he definitely took this before. Yeah. Alright, so Foundry did it right then. Malus is going to Kezra, how high up in the air are you right now?
30, by the icon on my head.
Right. Okay. He is going to look up and he's going to put his hand over his forehead, and as he reveals it, you see an eye on his forehead as a chromatic ray shoots out at you.
Oh, shit.
You send out a ray of colored light streaming towards your enemy with a magical effect depending on the ray's color. Make a spell attack roll. Alright. Let me make that. That's a 43.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Really bad.
Okay. Oh, boy. Alright, so... it's not heightened or anything. If you hit, roll a 1d4 to see which beam you cast. This was a 3. That's nice. So it says... So 3 is for yellow electricity.
All right.
So an electricity fires out at you.
It's going to be the first time ever my electricity resistance from my focus spells will help me.
did he crit you with this?
He did crit me.
With it? So the regular damage is 50 electricity damage.
Oof.
So does that get doubled to 50? Is that my understanding?
You mean 100?
If the ray deals damage, that damage is doubled on a critical hit. Yeah, sorry, I just read that.
Yep.
So that is 100 points of electricity damage.
Alright.
How much do you take off?
I think it's 15.
Oh,
okay. It's either 10 or 15.
My gosh.
Alright. Okay. He feels pretty good about that. And then he will cast shield.
Yoinks.
That was a two-action spell.
Yeah, Chromatic Ray.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Most valuable two-action spell in the fucking game.
Right.
Well,
I mean that specific casting, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
Plus, it sounds like he rolled pretty damn well, too.
Yes, I rolled incredible. Alright, so that was his turn. Grimshaw.
I would like to argue that I slept in my cloak. And during the 2.5 minutes that we were donning armor for Benson, that I took 12 seconds to activate it.
Sure.
Cool. my armor's gone, so maybe give you that.
Also, I would like to point out that if we hadn't put armor on Benson, half of those attacks would have gone through.
Yeah. And you would have gotten crit twice instead of just once.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Grimshaw leaps using the leap action, and I get here, because I'm counting that I was behind them, not right up against the window, that far. And he as he leaps across in the sky, you can see in the background a lightning strike just and lights up. His silhouette, and you see the Morningstar Milani like glow viciously purple as it knows enemy is near, and as it slams into the ground, you hear Grimshaw call out, "Malus, it's about time we settle this. I can't believe that you turned your back on everything that we stood for, protecting the city, rebuilding it. Bob's Rubens, you traded it all for what? To shackle others? No. You traded it all to be shackled yourself. And I'm gonna break you free. Break you free from the mortal coil to face Pharasma and pay. Pay for Marvin, for Athena, for everyone else that you have wrought destruction upon. You will pay. Vengeance will be mine." And then he activates his Chronoskimmer ability.
Mm-hmm.
His reversing charge.
Oh.
And you see that he skirts across the battlefield. He will take an attack of opportunity because he's moving away from the guy in front of him. Unless he already used it. I can't remember if this guy used it or not.
He did not, because it was the frightened guy.
Okay.
So, yep. Alright, so he, you land in front of him, and he goes to swing the great club really quick. 25 to hit, so a miss.
Whoa. Miss. Barely, because remember, my AC is lowered.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So leap, one action, two actions, reversing charge. So I just run up to him you know, as I'm saying this, crash the Morning Star in front of him. Come on, Grimshaw.
Please hit.
I don't think so. So disappointing. I got a 30.
That's exactly a hit.
Yeah. He's a wizard, dude. His AC's not crazy. Yeah.
I know, but I thought... I don't know what I thought.
Add 2d8 to that damage.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Roll rocks, man.
28 points of piercing damage.
Ooh, okay.
And then, right before I blip out of his existence, this isn't over. And he goes, whoop! And he appears right next to Menson.
I'll be right back.
Stay right there. All right.
And I have one more action because I'm hasted.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to, between the one right in front of me, the bruiser and the shackled guy,
The thug definitely has the less HP right now. Yeah,
so the one that's a diagonal?
Correct.
Yep, so I'm going to strike out that guy.
All right.
I need a switch die. This is supposed to be my cracked die, but it's just broken. It's not cracked.
It's just broken.
I'm sure that's a miss with a 21.
21? Okay. Yeah, it's a miss.
Yep.
All right. At the end of your turn, it comes to Benson at the top of the round.
Okay, how bad? I need to move.
You're prone too, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, you're prone. So one action to stand up, and then.
Maybe not.
I'll take it from down here.
I thought he already stood up, did he not?
No.
Yeah, no. He got tripped by the dudes.
Tripped, right. Right.
What do you think? Is it more valuable for me to be here? If this thing ever... Or...
You want to get on the other side of the bruiser?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make space. I need to be close enough to where Grimshaw gets benefit from my retributive strike. And I need to make space between this other bruiser.
I think that works. And plus, they use their reactions already.
Yep.
So...
Yep. You can move freely.
Stand up and move.
Mm-hmm. I could potentially be here. Or I could be the one next to it, where I'm directly flanking. What do you guys think?
You'd be flanking with Grimshaw, yeah.
Counter, you could move here and be flanking with the thug that is pretty low on HP.
Yeah, that's
take
true,
him out.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, you would see half of his face is burnt off, so he looks like he's pretty fucked up.
I'm just more worried about these bruisers.
I understand, but taking people off the battlefield, you're reducing 3 hits a turn.
Okay.
You also know that those thugs have that pack attack thing, so if you need to take out one of them, and taking out the guy with the pack attack is probably going to be a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you're right.
But Benson likes to challenge the biggest and the baddest on the field.
You know what? That's a great point.
That's entirely true, but this battle is not going the way that that's an option. I could just use the cloak to teleport there. that seems like... I'd save an action, though. That's the only thing.
Hold on. Moving it... Oh, because you have to stand up.
Yeah.
Could literally just dimension door to that square.
By the way, Grimshaw, you were hasted. Did you get all 4 your actions?
Yeah, I missed.
All right.
Leap, reversing charge 2, missed. Yeah.
All right, I will stand up. I will move here.
Okay.
And I will swing.
All right, this thug has not the best HP or AC at the moment.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
I can live with that. And plus 19.
We just need one crit, and he's dead already,
19, 16, Tim.
35.
That is exactly it.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to ineffectively swing at me in the ground, you asshole?
Are you doing
so.
A shield? Are you doing sword and shield, or are you handing the bastard sword?
I was... My AC, I calculated with my shield out last turn, so it's fair.
Okay.
Believe me, I would love to be like, no, it was definitely two-handed.
Okay, good on you.
I dropped the shield on my way to the spot.
Okay, pull... Oh, I guess I don't get a card, do I?
No.
22 points of damage.
Ugh!
Okay.
Not quite.
No, he's still alive.
Still alive.
It's very frustrating. I could have easily done more damage with that attack, too.
Hmm.
Very easily.
Yep.
That was crit damage, too? Or was that 22? Was that crit? Because...
Hold on, I'm trying to figure that out. It looks like they calculated it as a crit,
okay.
So
okay.
It's just shit all right. Damage.
Yeah,
almost.
Shit roll.
Yeah. All right. So a good thing is you're no longer frightened now.
Yeah,
so you
I'm
can
taking
take
that
off
right now.
Okay. And Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. Elkwood, he is currently, you know, seeing Malus there. He's. You have to also let me know, like, when you're like, oh, the roof is starting to. Get a little toasty.
Yeah.
But right now, he is going to take a two-action Hunter's Aim to strike at Malus to get that extra bonus. So it's a plus 24 to hit.
Whoa. Okay.
I didn't do this because I'm an idiot last time, but he does have mirror image and blur and stuff on, so... Oh. Yep.
So mischance first.
Yeah, so I just fucking forgot.
Okay, so mischance first.
Yeah, do mischance first.
I have to beat a what? Like, because I got a 11, so...
DC 5, I think.
Yeah, it's a DC 5 for the blur.
Blur.
Okay, so 11.
Yep, that's so good. You pass that.
Okay.
And then do your regular damage? Or, well, no, regular, just do your mirror image first.
Oh my god. Insufferable asshole.
fucking wizards.
I seriously, wizards always suck. Let's see, what am I doing here? That's a plus 24 to hit. That is a 30. Oh, wait, mirror image, so I have to.
Well, you still see if you hit, though, because if you do hit and then you. And then the mirror image. You can still get rid of one of the images.
Okay, so that's a 37, but then 38, 39, but the plus two added there.
Got it. Okay, so that's a hit. Okay. So now roll the 1d4, and you want a 1.
God. Where's my fucking d4s at?
Mark's like, I don't use d4s, Jake.
I don't use always... d4s. I use everything on the automatic dice roller. All right. That is a 1 on the d4. So
you hit him, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It didn't work so hard for that wizards. Hit.
Yeah. Like, oh, he got a dupler. I feel like at this point, mirror image first, and then, like, just to save. But...
Mm-hmm.
Damage. That is... 32 points of damage.
Cool.
Owie.
And, all right. And that was two actions. So third action, he's just going to shoot again.
No, all right.
Wait. I'm thinking of something. Oh, yeah, no. Okay, yeah. He's going to shoot again. Wait, blur first? Or...
Yeah. So you need to do blur first.
Okay,
and then
that's a 14.
Okay.
And then... Let's see, plus 17 to hit. That's not bad. That's a 31 to hit, but... And the mirror image. Okay, so I hit with a 4.
A 4 on the d4?
Yes. So
okay, so one of the images is gone, yeah.
Okay, so that's 3 actions, and the last action, he is going to...
Keep in mind, if you shoot him and you miss, you destroy a mirror image.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. So that destroyed one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. He is going to command Vimir to grab him, actually. So, last action, he is going to tell him to grab, fly over to Malus and grab him. Because he does have an athletics.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah, he's just going to grab him.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. I mean, why not at that point? Like, his, I'm just making sure real fast. Acrobatics, athletics is a plus 20.
Okay then.
But
yeah,
mirror image or blur first, I guess.
Oh yeah, yep.
That's a 9. So that at least goes through that.
Yeah, that goes through, so then the mirror image.
Mirror image, sure.
Would it work for just grab attacks? Because it
didn't
do damage.
Does it say strike
or
attack? Kelly?
Any attack that would hit you has a random chance of hitting one of your images instead of you.
Alright, okay. So it doesn't say strike. It doesn't specify strike. And
yeah, it doesn't specify strike.
It's an attack trait. So
yeah.
I would say it's an attack. Yeah, okay. Strike, it would be different, but it says attack.
Okay. Yeah. That was a one, though.
Okay, so you do hit him, then.
Well, yeah, with the grab. So now I have to actually roll. God damn it. I don't have it, because he doesn't have his own thing in this automatic dice roller. But that is a... Oh, shit. That is a 15 on the die, though. So that's a plus 20 to that. That's a 35.
35, that is definitely a grab.
Okay, so...
Is it critical? Premier
just...
A 35 not. Against his fortitude...
Probably not.
No, that is actually.
Wait, it is. Oh,
that's he actually is, no. fucking huge.
He is just a wizard.
Yep. Okay. I thought he was... Okay. Awesome.
Nope.
Vamir, like, one of his talons just clenches right around him.
So he is restrained, like, not grappled.
Yes. Oh my god.
Good luck using those spells, nerd.
Yeah, you can't... Yeah, all you can do is attempt to escape. Yep. Yep. That's all you can do. Yep. Oh my gosh.
So that was a move, and then that was a grab. So the mirror's turn is done.
Okay.
Incredible.
Try to teleport now, you bastard!
Right. And I think you broke the shield. Because, Okay. Alright, because he wouldn't have been able to use a shield against the grab, so... Anyway, alrighty then. After Elkwood and Vamir comes to Kezra.
Alright, can I see the person that was darting around shooting arrows from where I am?
If you want to try to seek, they hid, so you'd have to seek them out.
Nope, not gonna do that.
I mean, if you could do some more damage to these guys that me and Grimshaw are fighting, I'd appreciate
the
that.
The goal was if I could see them, I was going to do damage to them too, but if I have to look for them, I'm not going to. Interesting.
Chain,
don't worry, you're getting your damage. So Kezra blasted with lightning, and like he has some resistance for against it, but that was a shitload of damage. He's just like sizzling. And so he looks down at Malus, who is now grabbed by this giant bird. He's like, "I could do you better," and he casts chain lightning on Malus.
All right,
and it kills Vamir.
No!
it goes through Vamir's talons and just straight into the butthole of the thug.
Vamir is wearing rubber claw gloves.
Talon gloves made of rubber.
You got the rubberized upgrade at the dealership.
Alright, so who are you hitting first with this?
Malus,
okay. So Malus is going to roll and get a... What does a strain do for a reflex?
It gives you off guard.
Okay, so... Oh, gotcha. All right, so 32 total.
That's a regular success.
Okay. What's the damage there?
It is 66. So he would take 33.
Goodness gracious.
Whoa.
Damn.
8d12.
Oh, damn.
Alright. Okay then. And then it goes to which one next?
The one directly south of Grimshaw.
Okay, so the bruiser. Let me tell you what these guys are good at. Not reflex.
Yay!
35, actually. Alright, so
that'll be 33.
All right.
Deadliest game of leapfrog ever.
All right. Next one is this is the thug next.
Thug next.
I don't think you're going to be able to kill him.
Natural 20.
Come on.
Oh. All
right.
That is the one condition to stop it.
Last bruiser.
Okay. Well, no, because he critically succeeded, doesn't it? Doesn't it stop at him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the total?
Yeah. What's the total?
34.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buzzkill. A little bit of a buzzkill. Still did some damage. Kezra is
kill.
Badly hurt. So he will... He's gonna fly... how far can I get? He's basically gonna fly behind the burning building. So he's gonna fly over the building past Elkwood. and be out of sight from Malus. Because he heard.
All right. Okay, then. It comes to the bruisers' turns now. So the bruisers see fucking this giant bird grabbing Malus.
Yep.
So he is going to, is that that one? I'm trying to make sure. Okay, yes, that one. So he is going to take a stride up to Vamir, and he's going to do his pummeling flurry on him.
Great.
So great club strike on Vamir. 28 to hit.
That's a miss.
Wow. Okay.
That was AC's 29, buddy.
Wow. No, that, I mean, that's just amazing.
Barding.
yeah, the barding armor. And then the kick attack. 27. That's a miss. I guess they'll do...
Like a lot better. do you need barding there, Kezra?
I do. Magical barding is still not good enough.
Alright. Alright, that was the Scarlet Triad Bruiser's turn. Alright, so the person with the bow and arrow takes a step up to the peak of the house again.
Yep.
And they knock arrows into their bow. And they string it back. And they shoot three arrows directly into the air.
Interesting.
And these three arrows are going to come down and hit Grimshaw, Benson, and Vamir.
Oh, uncool, dude.
This is called Rain of Arrows. Creature fires one arrows at each creature within a 15-foot burst, which they are all happen conveniently in. Makes each attack roll separately. All attacks count towards the creature's multiple attack penalty, but the penalty increases only after all the attacks are made.
Oh wow,
that's strong as fuck.
Oh my gosh, it's
really fucking cool. So going top down, first attack's going against Grimshaw. Natural 20.
God, I knew it. In my head, I was like, "This is gonna be a crit." There's no way it's not.
I was like, "Thank God, it's like, stone skin, man." I was thinking in my head, I was like, "We're like one nat 20 on this turn from this this point turn." This is a Jake, good luck fuckery.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God.
that's a great sign.
Eye patch for you.
No.
Triple damage. The target is dazzled until healed.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh.
That's not as bad, because we you can do heal yourself. Yeah.
Triple damage.
Just triple damage.
I meant the blinding thing wasn't as bad, asshole.
No, triple damage. Just shrug that off. Slashing was also triple damage on that card. That was a bad one.
Oh my god, that was
can
a
you throw that card on
okay.
a fucking wood chipper?
No. Keep that. You guys could also get this on your side, too.
No All one right. should get this.
I like this one right now. That is going to be a total of 60 points of piercing damage.
Oh my gosh.
Oof.
Big.
Wow.
And your... Oh no, that's for us. It's like you just stuck to a wall or something.
Oh yeah, no. Enemy creatures don't get that.
I'm fucking heartbroken.
Went through his eye into his foot.
Oh god,
it was a very specific bullet path.
Second attack going against Benson. Mm-hmm. 41.
Yep, that'll hit.
Oh.
Okay. 20 points of piercing. And last attack against Vamir.
Yep.
27 to hit.
Oh my god, that's a miss.
Wow. Okay.
Dude, Vamir's fucking spinning on his head, dodging all these attacks.
I know.
It's because he's grabbing Malus.
Every time he's somebody swings
Malus
in,
as a shield.
He's swinging his attack, he's just like, Malus.
Yeah.
Even the arrow curved out of the path.
Yes.
He keeps like, the Malus just keeps taking all the arrows, just like,
please stop!
Stop putting me in the way of the arrows. All right, that was that creature's turn. Oh no, they used another action to hide.
Damn, that was two actions.
That was only two actions, baby.
I want this ability. Yeah.
Oh.
See if you can get it. It might only be monster ability.
Wait, what was it called?
Rain of Arrows.
It's probably.
Look it up.
I feel like it's
probably a monster ability.
I feel like that's a feat later.
Yeah. All right, Elder Scarlet Triad Bruiser. So this is the one that was feared. It is going to... let me make sure I got some... Get the speed for this. Hold on. 15, and then another 10. Okay. So it is just enough to get over to Vamir.
Mm. Wow.
And then it's going to do its pummeling flurry.
I wasn't expecting them to both run straight at Vamir.
They won the bodyguards. Malus.
39 to hit.
That's a crit.
All right. All right. With a crit, that is 56 points of bludgeoning.
Ow. That was bad.
I can do...
You are...
Okay. I can reduce the damage if you think it's worth it.
I mean, he's already at 43 HP, Matt.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Ooh, Vamir will get an attack of opportunity, right? And so will Grimshaw? Just Vamir, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So please, do it.
Yep, I'll do it. Tim, remind me, how much is the return?
13.
13.
Okay.
All right.
And Vamir's, it'll be minus 5.
So he probably won't hit.
You're also prone because the Great Club critical hit knocks you down. Because it's, it's shove. That's what it is. Oh, would he try to shove you?
I feel like the giant bird's probably not going to be easy to shove.
He could try.
I mean, it is, so...
If he shoves it, does that get rid of the restraint?
No.
That's what I'm wondering. Well, hold on.
I think he would have to...
Oh, no, I think
if he critically succeeded, maybe? But even if he shoved you 5 feet, then he'd still be in range of Malus anyway.
Well, no, sorry. All the shove means is you can use this weapon to shove.
Yeah, to shove.
Without needing it yet. I don't think that...
It's for the purposes of, like, having a hand free and,
sorry. So, okay. So, in which case... He would spend the extra action to make you prone.
Yeah.
Regardless. So you would be prone trying to do this attack.
Right.
Okay. You can get your attack of opportunity off. It's just that you're prone.
Okay, so that's barely. Yeah, no, that's a. Wait, so line is 5, right? Plus. Hold on. Sorry.
If you just do like your second map.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Plus 13.
Yeah.
That was a good roll though. That was a 17, so that's a 30 to hit.
That is a hit, yeah.
But not my intended target, so he doesn't... I mean, still... Shit. 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage.
Something.
Okay. He hits.
Yeah. All right, and then he's going to do his kick on you while Vamir's on the ground.
Great.
35 to hit.
It's not a crit, but that hits.
Okay. All right, and with Bat of the Fallen... 26 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow. Oh, yeah, he's not looking good.
Right. Oh, okay. No.
The bitch of it is, too, is that he's prone.
Yes.
So if he tries to get up, they get reactions. So.
Yeah, this is not good.
No.
So you guys see Vamir go in and grab Malus, and then they pile on top of Vamir and... batter him and knock him to the ground, and Vamir is not looking good. And I will see you guys next time.
The mission is changed.
Save Vamir.
Yes.
Kezra left the battlefield.
Right. Kezra.